serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love Thanksgiving Day. There is something wonderful about families and friends getting together and enjoying turkey and a good conversation. And yes, football. Football. It's always a big day in the NFL. I can recall, just so you know, when I hosted the pregame show, three-hour pregame show for the Detroit Lions, and they were always like 0-12 or something going into Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving was another day. We got a big day of football. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas is going to be on the maybe in the recliner for maybe most of these. What's going on tomorrow football-wise?
Well, the first game, the Detroit game, traditionally is the first. Starts in the morning here on the West Coast. They are 9.5-point underdogs at home against the Buffalo Bills, who, now, the thing about Buffalo is they played a game in that very same stadium as a home team just last Sunday because of the weather in Buffalo. But Buffalo is 9.5-point favorites. Detroit is not that bad this year. They've won three games in a row, and they have a tendency to score over 30 points. I like that. What do you think about taking Detroit and the points on that game?
I might even take some of that action.
I really like that. Dallas is 10-point favorites over the Giants tomorrow, the traditional game. And Dallas just looked – they just destroyed Minnesota last week, 40-3. And then the late game, you have Minnesota – who was on the short end of that Dallas score, 40-3. They are still 2.5-point favorites over the Patriots.
Wow. So needless to say, a lot of great football coming up tomorrow. Hope you enjoy it all. We'll be on best of status. We'll talk more about this and a whole bunch more. Keith Skipper will join us from the RNC, and we'll talk a little bit about what happened November 8th. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Hey, Kevin Wall here. It's the one day a year when friends and family come together for turkey, football, and great conversation. That's just one reason why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on.
And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Walmart manager opened fire on coworkers in the break room of a Virginia store, killing six people last night, leaving several others wounded. Julie Walker with the update.
Walmart employee Brianna Tyler says she was standing in the break room with 15 to 20 other coworkers starting the night restocking shift when her manager just walked in and started shooting.
And he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not gonna lie, I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun, and I literally watched bodies drop.
Chesapeake police say he used a pistol, then apparently killed himself. They're investigating motive. Tyler says he had issues with almost everyone.
He was already kind of rocky with people, but to this extent, I would have never guessed. This.
Walmart identified the gunman as Andre Bing and says he's been with the store since 2010. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, in an AP interview, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says the nearly 55 million expected to travel this holiday weekend. That's just shy of the number of travelers in 2019, the last Thanksgiving before the coronavirus hit.
That's very close to the 56 million that traveled back in 2019. Now, that year, about 50 million people went by car. So we're talking about 49 million this year going by car. So you can see we're very close to pre-pandemic levels.
And the busiest travel days during Thanksgiving week, usually Tuesday, today, and the Sunday after the holiday. State charges filed against seven Michigan State football players stemming from a melee in Michigan Stadium's tunnel last month. The incident occurring on October 29th when multiple members of Michigan State's football team roughed up two Michigan players. Stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 97 points, the NASDAQ 110. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact, especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. That's PragerStore.com or click the banner on my website.
Hi, this is Wade Allyroot for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers with exciting news. Jenny O has opened a new second location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center near Albertsons. And Huntington's Jewelers on West Sahara between Tanea and Buffalo has been reimagined with a fresh new look. To celebrate, Jenny O is offering a special for my listeners only. You'll get a $500 gift card with your next purchase. Just tell her War sent you. Jenny O is the queen of color. She's a GIA graduate gemologist. She knows everything about diamonds and has a love and passion for rare, one-of-a-kind color. I'm a witness. I bought my diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding ring at Huntington Jewelers. We got incredible value, and we get non-stop compliments everywhere we go. It's my go-to place for all my jewelry and watch needs. Visit Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara or the new location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Get a $500 gift card with your next purchase. Just tell her War sent you.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A popular attraction at the Mirage for more than 30 years, Siegfried and Roy's Secret Garden and Dolphin Habitat is closing permanently. The decision to shut down the attraction was announced in a joint memo from the Mirage and the Hard Rock Las Vegas, who recently bought the property from MGM Resorts International. The Secret Garden opened in 1990 and has been home to bottlenose dolphins, white tigers, white lions, and leopards. The Hard Rock has also announced plans to shut down another popular Mirage attraction, the strip facing erupting volcano. The future of Cirque du Soleil's production of The Beatles' Love has yet to be decided. It's scheduled to run through the end of next year. It's now official. Nevada's Supreme Court and the Secretary of State have formally certified the results of the 2022 general election. The outgoing Secretary of State, Barbara Zagavsky, said overall the voter turnout was 55% of Nevada's more than 1.8 million active registered voters. She said 51% of the ballots were cast by mail, 28% during early voting, and only 21% on election day.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Remember those speed restrictions there on Interstate 515 between Eastern and Boulder Highway. It's only 55 miles per hour through there. Also, watch for a stranded vehicle. That's on the Beltway 215 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said. Or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good to have you with us on this day before Thanksgiving. It's getaway day for a lot of folks. A lot of you are going to be traveling. In fact, 28% of you are going to be traveling for Thanksgiving. And it's going to be interesting to see how we all get from point A to point B. I'm flying out tomorrow. We'll be on best of status tomorrow and Friday, then be back with a live show next Monday. We are still trying to figure out what happened on November 8th, the midterm elections. We've had a chance to digest some of the numbers, some of the tendencies that happened both for Democrats and for Republicans. Let's check in with Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications. Keith, first of all, are you a glass half full guy or a glass half empty guy when it comes to this recent midterm election?
I'm a glass half full guy. Especially when it comes to Nevada, which I think with Governor-elect Lombardo's election is going to be the bright spot, one of the brightest spots for the Republican Party. A little known fact that's not being talked about, Lombardo was the only candidate from either party to take out an incumbent governor or senator. Very cool that it's a Republican here in Nevada, and certainly something that we can build upon.
I want to ask you about some of the things that we saw in this election. I know you've had a chance, and at the RNC, you've had a chance to kind of break down some of these numbers. But I'm just curious, 21% out of the electorate voted on Election Day, 28% early voted, 51% voted by mail. Does that mean that more and more people, 51%, that's more than half of the electorate voted by mail. Is that going to be the way we're ultimately going to run elections down the road, you think?
I mean, as long as it's law, the law of the land, I think folks are going to get more and more comfortable with voting by mail. The bottom line is we need to get better at not only embracing it, but of taking advantage of the rules in place. Ballot harvesting is legal in Nevada. Democrats have certainly taken advantage of it, and now we need to perfect it, and we need to get better at it than they are, and need to understand that as long as vote by mail is here, as long as ballot harvesting is legal, we can't be, you know, shunning people away from, you know, using it and whatnot. Folks want to use it, so we need to make sure we take advantage of it and use it to our benefit.
We spoke with Michael McDonald earlier in the show, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He says that folks at the RNC and the state party here, that they've been talking with people in California, in the People's Republic of California. They've been doing this ballot harvesting thing and voter by mail and things like that for longer than we have, and that the solution may come from people outside of our state. Do you get a sense of what we need to do to be better at ballot harvesting than the Democrats?
Absolutely. And actually, Chairman McDonald's 100% correct. I mean, California is where we need to look to and where we have looked to and chatted with. In 2018, ballot harvesting was legal in California. Democrats took advantage of it. It was a wipeout. We lost a lot of members. Chairman Jessica Patterson came into power at the state party there, understood that just putting your foot down saying we can't have ballot harvesting, this is absurd, like you can't do that. She understood that, so she perfected it. And in 2020, she picked up 4 seats. And this last cycle, she's going to pick up at least one more seat. And that was, you know, that was the first time in May 2020 when we first picked up our first seat then in California. That was the first time Republicans had flipped a congressional seat since like 1992. And that was because Jessica saw that you needed to take advantage of ballot harvesting. And in fact, she did such a great job at it. She put these boxes into churches and all these sorts of things. Democrats got really upset. And all of a sudden, you know, now all of a sudden they had a problem with ballot harvesting because Republicans were doing it and were, you know, had these boxes in churches, and it became a whole ordeal. She fought, she won, she's perfected it. And we are certainly going to keep talking to her. And Sherman Patterson in California, she actually has Nevada ties. She worked in Nevada in 2008, so she's been a great partner. And I know that Chairman McDonald and her have been and had a lot of conversations about how we can implement some of their best practices here.
Is it your view then that we can do it better than the Democrats eventually?
We absolutely can. Look, Democrats have the union that can, you know, set up in their union halls and they can get all that. But what do we have? We have churches where we know that there are strong conservative voters in the churches. We have folks that are going to, you know, gun shows on the weekends. We have folks that are going to like expos where they're, you know, outdoor expos where they're getting stuff for hunting or for camping. And we know those are our voters. Truck shows. We can take advantage of this. And we can certainly find our voters better than Democrats will find their voters. Right now, like I said, they have the Culinary Union. They can just set up in the break room, set up in their little cafeterias. But we have a lot of different avenues we can explore. And I feel very confident that Chairman McDonald and the RNC and, you know, we are going to fine-tune it and we are going to perfect it and, again, build on our success. Like, I don't want anybody, you know, no one should look past the fact that we did have a very successful year. Nationally, we took back the House. That was our number one goal. That's what we said we were going to do, and we did it. Here locally, we took out Governor Sisolak. First time an incumbent governor has lost in a general election in 40 years. That is a huge accomplishment for Republicans. We can build on that, perfect ballot harvesting, and see even more gains in the cycle to come.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the RNC National Director of Regional Communications. I want to ask you about voter integrity. You and I have talked about it a lot in this election cycle, and there was really a serious question as to whether we could have a free and safe election in our state, given what we know about the past. Can you talk a little bit about the experience this year? I know we had a lot of lawyers, a lot of poll watchers, a lot of poll workers, and a lot of people were wondering, is this thing going to be free and safe? How did it turn out?
It turned out great. Look, I mean, this is the first time the RNC could build an election integrity program in 40 years. We were under a consent decree that we were forbidden by law to be able to do it. The DNC and the Democrat Party had been able to do this for 40 years. We hadn't. We finally got to be able to do it, did it for the first time this cycle. We had thousands of poll workers in Nevada that we had recruited, we trained, and we got place to, excuse me, poll watchers to get placed to observe and make sure that everything was on the up and up, including the signature verification process, including, you know, ballots transferring over to the county, vote where they tabulate the votes. We also recruited a bunch of people to apply for poll worker jobs, which we also saw a lot of those folks end up getting hired. And we had an army of lawyers. And we feel that it went very, very well. You know, we had our lawsuits. We had success in lawsuits by making sure that there were more Republicans represented in the pool of poll workers. And we certainly learned a lot from it. And it's another one of those things that we're going to keep fine-tuning. But for being our first go-around on it, we really couldn't have asked for a better program. We had 100% coverage. That is, we had a fully staffed observer shifts in our target precincts, and to make sure that this was free, that this was fair, this was transparent. So we're going to keep building on it, and we're going to, of course, embrace, you know, the new, like I said, like we talked about ballot harvesting, we're going to embrace these new kind of territory and terrain, and continue to grow in that respect, just as we're going to do with our election integrity program. And we're going to have more lawyers, more volunteers in cycles to come. And Chairman McDonald was a fantastic partner. They really did a lot of this work before the RNC was on the ground. They really started the day after the 2020 election to help build an election integrity program here in Nevada. And we could not have asked for better partners with that than they were.
And any programs that we institute, whether it be ballot harvesting or drop boxes or whatever, we can have those in place and up and running for 2024?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I mean, the game plan of, like I said, talking to Chairman Patterson in California, Chairman Heimlich, Caleb Heimlich in Washington State, they've had vote by mail for a long time, and they've had ballot harvesting. We are already in discussions on how can we make our program even better. That's the thing about the RNC. It exists year-round. It just keeps going. And we are already discussing how can we make sure that we are even better 2 years from now than we were this last time. And so it's all coming together. Of course, we're also focused right now on Georgia. But once we get through December 6th on that runoff, the 2024, everybody's going to be focused on 2024 and making sure that we build upon our successes, learn from any shortcomings that we may have had, and just continuing to row this boat down, you know, the direction we need to go.
Let me ask you, you mentioned January, or rather December 6th, the big runoff in Georgia. It looks like an all hands on deck. We've seen John Kennedy. We've seen Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz. Everybody, it seems like, is going to Georgia for Thanksgiving, all in preparation for December 6th. What do the numbers tell you as far as the final vote tallies and all of that? Does Walker have an advantage? Does Warnock have an advantage? It's down to two candidates right now.
It is, and it was a very, very, very close election. Runoffs are kind of a weird thing for people out on the West Coast. I don't know of any West Coast state that has runoffs. The short of it is, if you don't get to 50%, the top two people move on to a runoff. In this case, like 3.5 weeks later. And, I mean, Warnock got like 49% of the vote, and Herschel got just shy of 49% of the vote. It is razor thin. And we're going into it knowing that that's where we are, that it is going to be super tight. The RNC has deployed over 400 people down to go knock on doors and talk to voters in Georgia. Chairwoman McDaniel was just down there earlier this week to rally. Like you said, there's been a whole plethora of Republican leaders down there, from Lindsey Graham to Ted Cruz to even independent politicians such as Tulsi Gabbard was just down there campaigning for Herschel Walker. It's going to come down to a really, really, really tight margin, I think. It's a very odd time to be having an election. Obviously, you know, it's just a little bit after Thanksgiving. Everybody's just kind of in that holiday mode. But I think Republicans know what's at stake. We have Governor Brian Kemp, who's coming off a huge victory against Stacey Abrams. You know, he cut an ad today that's going to be airing over Thanksgiving, urging his voters to turn out and vote for Herschel on December 6th. It's all hands on deck. And, we're cautiously optimistic, But because, of course, like I said, a random election in the first week of December is a really difficult thing to kind of gauge where you're at. But we like our where we sit today.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Am I to assume that Nevada is still going to be on the radar of the Republican National Committee? I know you've already put in a lot of resources into this state over the course of the last couple of years. Is that going to be the same thing as we move towards 2023?
100%. I mean, look, that Senate race came down to just a small handful of votes. The governor's race, the same thing. I mean, Joe Lombardo's been, I think, won by about 15,000 votes. Adam came about 7,000 votes short. Nevada is as purple gets when it comes to these states. It is on the radar. It is critical for both Democrats and Republicans when it comes to getting the 270 electoral votes needed to win the White House. And so Nevada is always going to be, it is going to be on everybody's radar. It's going to be, again, a all hands on deck situation. And we feel very, very good. I mean, obviously, Nevada is one of those states that keeps inching closer and closer to the red team. You know, President Trump overperformed his 2016 result in Nevada in 2020. Adam, of course, came just that 7,000 votes short. At the same time, we, you know, took out Steve Sisolak, again, beat an incumbent governor in a general election for the first time in 40 years. This state is moving towards the Republicans. And so 2024, it is ripe for the picking, and we are going to be all in on making sure that we deliver Nevada for our Republican nominee.
Believe it or not, 2024, we're going to have a big U.S. Senate election here in the state of Nevada. It is going to be on top of us before you know it. Keith Skipper, thank you so much, man. Always good to visit with you. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I know we'll talk with you again very soon.
Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving. Travel safe and looking forward to chatting again soon.
There you go. Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee and National Director of Regional Communications. Stay where you are. They're having a briefing in Idaho on those four Idaho students that were killed. Just a bizarre, bizarre story. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 529-2444 to find out how much you could be saving on